6:53, we continue Thursday morning. This gentleman represents the 17th District, City of Kenosha. He is Alderman David Bogdala. David, good morning to you.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you? And it's fine Thursday morning.
Doing fine. Got my hot cup of instant, and I'm rolling through a Thursday. Hey, David, it's our favorite time of the year in the city of Kenosha, and that's budget time. These are the times where we find out where we're at when it comes to our tax bill at the end of the year. So let's talk about last night's Public Works budget and CIP review. What do we have in store here? What's this thing looking like, sir?
It is one of my favorite times of the year. We get to go through and take a look at set the next direction for the following year. Last night, Public Works, we had about a little over 3 hours of discussion and debate on the Public Works. We've got about $34 million just in infrastructure alone that we've got budgeted for next year. There's a number of larger projects that we've got, and that doesn't even include all the stuff with City Hall and the new amphitheater, all that stuff that we're looking at for downtown. That doesn't even include any of that. This is strictly on the infrastructure side.
So okay,
a lot of big ticket items for next year.
So what, as far as big ticket items, what are some of the things that we're looking at here?
So we got continuation is one of the things that we started a couple of years ago is because I think we've talked about it a long time on this show, is some of our main streets have just been neglected, and so we're going to continue those phases. 22nd Avenue next year, we're actually going to try to do two different phases. First is area in Uptown, which we kicked out this year. If you recall, we had a lot of discussion about how that's going to, the design of that and how that's going to look.
Yeah.
So that was kicked off, so we're going to do that. And then 27th Street to Washington Road on 22nd Avenue. That project alone is $10 million. So that's going to be huge. Two huge sections of that next year. 60th Street, we're going to continue that one from Pershing to 41st. That's $2.7 million. And then Sheridan Road on the south side, 85th Street to 91st Street, and that's $9 million. So those are just a couple of the big ones. And again, that doesn't include Highway 50, which the state is going to start working on next year. So a lot of big roads, main roads are going to be under construction next year, which some cases is good, in other cases it's going to be bad.
Well,
you're traveling around.
You know, it seems like this is something we can never get caught up on, regardless of what's going on. There always seems to be more road improvement needed. I was happy to see that big portion of Bain Station Road, and I know that's probably not a big deal for a lot of people, but I was happy to see that got paved. That saves my spinal cord a lot of issues. But yeah, these projects need to get done, and I would think a lot of that stuff, because of the events in the city this summer, things got moved around, and schedules got thrown off or whatever.
This is just an odd year, obviously given the pandemic and everything that we've experienced. But I think one thing that's important is infrastructure projects have continued. We've tried to continue on some of these big projects. Again, 22nd Avenue, 60th Street, and the other phases of those have been going. And then a lot of the interior roads that we've been working on, continuing to work on. I think it's important that we can't stop. Government can't stop, even though obviously there's been a significant hit from our side, but as well as folks have been dealing with on the pandemic sites. But again, it was important for us to continue these projects, because hopefully next summer we're going to get back to some sense of normalcy, but it's just we need that. But at the same time, it's going to be a little crazy next year with a lot of these big projects that are going on. So one of the things we talked about last night is just ensuring that number one, that we're educating people on exactly what we're doing, but there's going to have to be a lot of detouring around town with all these projects going on. So But I know it'll give Dan some good topics in the afternoon to talk about. But be more than potholes.
I'm nostalgic. Nostalgic for talking about potholes on Lip Off. It was simpler times in 2020.
The funniest thing is that people complain about the condition of the highways, and then when the roads do get worked on, they're complaining about detours and what's going on. So it's six of one and half a dozen of the other. You know, it's the old rock and hard place thing. What do you do? The roads got to get fixed. Otherwise, they're not going to, you know, whatever.
Just put everybody on vacation for 6 weeks. Don't go anywhere. That'll
work,
right?
Aren't they talking about that already? Wow. 17th, District Alderman David Bogdala joins us Thursday morning. David, thank you as always. Well, you, Darvish, just missed on that Cy Young Award. Lost to that ne'er-do-well Trevor Bauer, big mouth. But soon, again, once we get through those winter months, soon we'll once again say those words, David.
Go, Cubs, go.